Welcome to Facehammer. This show may contain naughty language and explicit content. You have been warned.
Yeah, I'm going to gather the mic, bitch.
Woo! Yeah, Russ snuck in and got the last ticket after... How long did it take? 2 weeks badgering, maybe?
Oh, well, I kind of wanted to go, and the main thing that put me off was not being able to use my legions.
And then
I can use the... No, I can't use legion, but I can use the models in a warrior's army. That's totally legit. So, I'm quite excited now. Like, literally, as of, like... I was going, and I was like, yeah, I'll buy a ticket. What do I going to take?
I'd offered up.
Could take my warriors, but... And it's like, oh, you can totally use White Dwarf stuff. Awesome. I just happen to have all of the White Dwarfs as well, because I'm a homo and I buy all of the ones for the stuff I like. That's and, awesome. Yeah, I'm loving it. So, chariots and Chaos Warriors in a block. Yeah.
Right, so let's, top to bottom, so let's go through the stuff we should have recorded before. So, what are the things that you just told me have to be in your army? Aesthetically, because you
Blow
like
Blowab Rot Spawned, because it's probably the best model I've ever painted. It's a centrepiece, it's a big model. The Block of Warriors, because that's my core, but it also looks awesome.
How many?
I've got 20 full command, but I can put, well, I'll talk about that in a sec. I've got a BSB on, like, floaty disc tree thing that I did as, it was going to be like a disc rider in my mono Nurgle army. Anyway. He's like, I use him as like a demonic mount hero, BSB, but actually, I can't fit him in, but actually you just said, just use him as a unit filler, so that's totally happening.
Stand him in the middle.
Yeah, totally happening. Unit filler, guy in the unit, awesome. I've got to take my chariots because they're converted, they've got plague toads and converted crew, and my blight kings because they're just painted, I just love them, I think they're such a good unit, they look awesome. Yeah, so basically I'm just taking all my pretty models, so, and I'm going to take Festus, more from a gaming point of view, but he's a good paint
awesome
job
model
as well.
As well, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah. But it'll give me Blowab, Festus, a Block of Warriors, two Chariots, and a unit of Blight Kings. Not the most competitive army, but with my display board, I should hopefully pick up a painting prize. I'd be shocked if I didn't.
So basically I've just said to Russ that I may as well. Not even turn up in my army now.
Just give up! Just give up!
Fuck you. Yeah.
It's late end times. Just trumps everything.
on the table for gaming and for paying. So,
I think you should still, and I think you will still win prize. You could even beat me. Your army is really nice.
I'd imagine it would be between Russ and myself, unless anyone pops out some amazing Orcs and Goblins army or something.
Let's
like
see
that.
What Terry does.
That's not happening. He's still not finished.
I know. He's spent like a week painting his Skaven model. So
well, I've done the same thing. I've spent 12 hours painting that. That could have been, well, at the speed that I'm painting them, that could have been 3 or 4 cloaks. But it's really good. So we've got 3 out of 4 of us going because Les is being a bumder and refused to go because he hates everyone.
Is he? He hates life. He's going to be too busy stroking his beard.
Just rubbing it against
the microphone. Like, thinking about what he could be doing. But I think his girlfriend will let him go anyway.
Yeah, she's going off.
She's leaving soon. So he'll be free to frolic in Hobbyland soon. But right now he's got to kind of balance his life. And that's not a bad thing, really.
But. No, definitely not. But on the subject of having complete unbalanced lives.
Yes, hello.
So we snuck in, got literally the last ticket, and that's it. I don't think the list will be too bad, because as we discussed in the last minisode that we recorded, when Terry and I went through our lists, we're expecting quite an elf-heavy meta, whether that is high elves, insert Banner of World Dragon, dark elves, which just be... I'd imagine the majority will be fast cav with no brains death magic, apart from Mikey, who'll probably run he'll run Dark Magic, I should think, and do really well with it.
Yeah.
If he's going. I think he's going, isn't he?
I don't know. I haven't looked at anything to do with it. You two just basically went, you should go. And then you're like, play Magic. I was like, oh, okay.
So there's going to be a lot of High Elves, a lot of Dark Elves. I'd imagine there'll be a not insignificant number of Wood Elves. And even if your shit isn't cutting edge hog or tournament filth in that meta, I'd imagine you'd fancy your chances. The magic isn't bad against them either, is it?
The magic is actually toughness surprisingly test. Good against them. But what the problem with elves is that they could just shoot me and not fight me. And because it's an infantry list, basically, I haven't got speed to get into them. So the problem is, if nobody wants to fight me, then...
Remember, as we discussed in the last episode, in a couple of scenarios, there's a very good chance that you start far more in your enemy's grill than you could do, or in the... What's the one where the board's split diagonally?
In meeting engagement,
if they are going to shoot you, they tend to be backed into a corner, which is...
Sure.
They want to give themselves range, but that's awesome for you, because then they can't escape round sides.
I wouldn't... I'm definitely not thinking, oh, I'm not going to be able to, like, smash them face in with it. I will. But it's not cutting edge. It ain't going to podium.
Nah.
It's just not. But I don't really care about that.
This is just going to steal my hobby.
I'm going to steal a painting prize. And a limited games voucher.
We're not sponsoring painting anymore.
No.
Decided.
you can't give it to yourself. It's just rude.
Last time I think we gave brushes for it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't need brushes. Can I have store credit? Can I trade it now? I'm doing it now. Right. Do you want to actually, can I put an advance order and you give it to me on the day? And we're now gonna win. It's fine.
I'm gonna canvas for votes.
I know you are, like a bitch.
I don't have to canvas for votes, I just turn up and be a nicer person than you.
To be fair, most people turn up are a nicer person than me. I have to paint extra well to alleviate the cunt factor. That's the problem.
Nah, as I was just saying to Russ off air, I think Russ has got a good army for painting votes, because people who aren't into painting just look at Blow Up and go like, oh, it's a cool model, and then vote for it. They've probably not even noticed that it's one of the nicest paint jobs on a big model on the tournament scene. They're just jizzing all over something they've not seen before. And if you are a good painter, you look at Russ's arm and you know that it's really well painted. And one of the things that has held it back previous events it's been to is that you had your plague drones in there, which weren't up to the same standard as the rest of the army.
I've only had it at one event.
There you go.
So, but
they did hold it back at that, I think.
Well,
like,
I think it does, yeah.
Now you're going to have a super cohesive, all chaos, pretty much all converted, apart from blow up, isn't it?
The Blight Kings
conversions. Are. It's, if not converted, it's novel and fairly new in terms of...
Yeah.
Maybe not in months, but in terms
of... The two things that... The chariots are heavily converted, and the BSB is heavily converted, but I'm not running him, but he's going to be in the army anyway.
What, the warriors are corruptors of the apocalypse?
They are, and I've changed, like, the banner tip, but that's about it. I'll say straight out of the box, but... you know, you basically get a bag of shit resin and you have to kind of make a unit out of it, so. I'd say. Plastic.
Or resin.
A box of Avatars of War plastic. And why I'm saying it like that is it's not plastic. Don't believe the bullshit. It's resin. And you have to use super glue, and it's not the same as Mantic stuff, because that stuff you need basically an angle grinder to clean up. I found that when I was doing my Dead Zone stuff, I had to basically buy off Amazon wire brushes, like brass bristle brushes, to clean them.
It's like a gun cleaning implement.
Yeah, basically, because what you've got to do is file them, and it goes all furry and you can't get it off, and then you've got to like brush them smooth, like buff them in a way. And actually, you can be quite rough with it, and it doesn't actually obscure the detail.
Yeah.
But
especially after a couple of coats of primer.
Yeah, and to be fair, like, for the price, they're pretty good. Like, as long as you can live with, they're just different. Just a different thing you've got to learn how to get used to.
But they're not.
They're not Games Workshop, but nothing is. They're, you know, Games Workshop
nothing
models
is,
are just
from a couple of the resin companies who are making single characters. Because
yeah, but that's what I mean. Is they're not plastic. Still not plastic. So.
No. No.
I mean, like, to be honest, like a Games Workshop plastic kit. I mean, you look at just the End Times releases. You look at the Glotkin, the Maggoth Lords, the Blight Kings. Absolutely knocks anything out the fucking water.
It's just like they're showing off, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. Showboating. And then not only that, they've got the Morghast, you've got the Mortarks, you've got Nagash, fucking amazing. The new Skaven Greysir, the new Warlord, the new Vermin Lord is absolutely fantastic. Fanquil is absolutely fantastic. So, I mean, they just can't miss. I know this sound like a massive fanboy, but
last 3 months, what have they fucked up apart from the Kane book? but no, models-wise.
I don't even think they have. I mean,
models-wise, what have they screwed up in the last 3 months? I can't actually think of a fantasy model, if we put that caveat on it, that isn't awesome.
I was about to cite the Necron Lord, but he's alright.
Yeah, he's not bad. I actually quite like him.
Yeah. So, I mean, the only models I think they've done, and again, this might just be the paint job of my ignorance of the world, that I thought were pretty ropey that are recent, is the Tyranid, like, spore things, and I think they're pretty ropey.
Space bollock.
the big floating vagina pod.
I like space bollock. I think, I think the space testicle's awesome.
The little testicle thing, good, but the actual, like,
no,
the pod
big
thing.
One.
Really?
Yeah. Space tesser.
Maybe it's good in, like, I'd say in the flesh, but that's just kind of just all kinds of horrible images.
No. It's even got pubes.
Has it got pubes?
It's got little things coming up.
I'm not a fan. Maybe it's just what it is, but.
I painted the Harpy quite a while ago now. And I was knocked away by how enjoyable that was, and I don't see the flying testicle being any different.
No. But the Harlequins, they look good.
They do look pretty awesome.
I've seen the leaked Death Jester, and I really want to paint that.
At some point in the future on the cast, we'll have to... That's something. If there is something that people would like to see us do another sit-down and paint along with, we could do that. I think it's very realistic that at some stage everyone picks a different novel model, something from
Mercy. It's good radio. Yeah, to be honest, if you want to have a fun game, go on to the Element Games website and go to the Bane Legions and Bane Lords section and go through the models and try and pronounce the names. I think actually if you email
my life,
Tim just... Fisher, so that's timfisher@unpronounceablenames.com, that's not a real email address, and basically just say how you type out how you think it should sound, and you know, you might get a prize. I think there's a prize for the first person who pronounces it.
Boob monster,
yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, boob beast, we know that one. Stag hag is one. Big snake dude,
that's... Oh no,
there's lots of snake dudes, actually, isn't there?
There's Little Chimera and Big Chimera, that's good.
What was the one that I really like? He's cool. Yeah, there's loads of different ones, like, got the Hydra thing.
I own the massive Chimera with the goat.
You do? The goat. Yeah, anything with a goat is good, isn't it? I mean, let's be honest.
It's an incredible model. And I've got the Corn Demon Prince looking one, the Servile, not Krull, but the other guy, I think he's called Malakant.
Oh, you're putting me to shame. I think, like, Dungan Ogorafin Und is an Und? I can't even say that.
We've skipped over. If anyone doesn't know what this range is, we've before just given a really bad impression of it. It is one of, if not the best ranges for really fucking high quality alternate fantasy miniatures.
They are super, super cast. designed awesome models.
The quality control is pretty much second to none in the industry, I would say.
They double up as a name game.
I spent half an hour sat down while Russ and Terry went through the range saying which ones they liked. There's this fantastic thing where, because the names are so strange, they'd both be talking about the same model, but they wouldn't know because they couldn't. Yeah. You just can't remember something called Hoobni Kabhu Haraha. So it became Boob One or Armored Crocodile or Man on Bear. But yeah, the range is absolutely fantastic. And I could see us sitting down at some point and maybe all picking a different one from that range. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I've got a few that I've bought.
I need to paint
because I just
dragon
wanted them
for my transformation of Kador Monster. Because
I think you mean to say Angry Slag Drakokov. Angry Slag. Drakokov. It's got to be Welsh, isn't it? It's a Welsh.
It is.
They're sort of Welshish names, aren't they?
He's Angry Slag.
I can't do it. there you go, that one.
Slag. Yeah. It's fucking beautiful. Yeah, one of the best dragons I've ever seen.
I mean, how big is that? It looks big.
It's huge. The Chimera is... The Chimera, if you really, really wanted, you could get on a chariot base if it had flared rocks for its paws to come out on, because its hind... It's like its rear legs are not too wide apart, but its front ones are splayed because it's in a like slightly aggressive pose where its front is lower than its rear. So if you flared out a couple of bits of slate or something, you could just about fit on a chariot. But they're pretty big models, and to be honest, with something that good, you want to put it on the most appropriate base possible to make sure that the basing stands up to the quality of what you're standing on it. And if you're standing one of their models on it, it's got to be a pretty incredible base.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think even some of the units, like the infantry, look really good.
They do. There's a lot of scope for quite expensive, but very, very good-looking alternate Chaos Warriors army in there.
Yeah, and I think I quite like the Baelor-type stuff. That's very... I mean, you can tell it's Rob Lane. Like, it's for his old Warrior army was that colour scheme. It's quite similar to the colour scheme I adopted on my Warriors sort of were a happy accident. But they're fantastic, really. You could do a really, really nice Warriors army with stuff in there.
Maybe she'll do that. Like, I need to paint up one for Bjorn. That'd be cool. I'm sure we could revisit our paint along format that we learnt from with our new attempt at it. Although I'd imagine that dragon's going to be done in quite a few sittings, so we may just have to do the first half of the model or something.
Or maybe we just tag on, if we're going to do some of that, as we do like our main shows, have a 5-10 minute bit at the end where we talk about it, and if people don't want it, they can stop listening. Those that care about paint, hobby, and actually, like, you know, want to learn something can carry on listening.
Sure, because we don't do a week in Warhammer, do we?
No, so it kind of be, like, more relevant than talking about what film we saw, or you know, what how much alcohol we consumed, or how bad our life is.
I don't have time for film or alcohol. I just
look
too long and then get back and paint turquoise until my eyes bleed.
That's to be fair, that's what you enjoy doing. So
I'm not sure if I even enjoy it anymore.
You're some sort of like sadomasochist turquoise fiend. Turquoise me up. It's like
I miss the days.
A crack addict, but you're.
I miss the days of actual dry brushing and washing like the good Lord intended, instead of thankless layers of blending clicks.
Yeah, he wants to blend properly when you can just like, you know, whatever. Anyway, so I'm going to have Govern of Might, and I can talk about it, and it's going to be cool. And I don't know what I'm having quite on my list yet, but it's going to be pretty models. And I don't care about the gaming in a way.
It's just. Russ just lives to burst my hobby bubble.
I do.
It's going to be like the Paint Masters.
To be honest, that's the fun for me, is to ruin your weekend.
I spend weeks doing blends and then overhear a few really derisive comments about stuff being airbrushed and get a grump on for 2 weeks.
It'll be like when I went to this like one day a doubles team event with Dan and Wayne at the last minute, and they were giving me a lift and everything. And I took my vampires, which were okay. I had some conversions in there, some converted zombies and stuff. And I was like, oh, I want to take 5 hex wraiths in like 500 points or whatever it was. So I dry brushed and washed some guys. And you had to write like a story. So I wrote a story at work, which is really silly, about like this guy and like it was, you know, it was just funny. And I put quite a lot of thought into it and that, and they gave me the best army prize when Dan spent like a couple of weeks blending up every individual ghoul and putting face paint on them, and he wasn't very happy with me, so.
Well, you can be that guy, right?
I can be that guy.
I'm sure you'll love it.
That guy.
You're fucking speed painted, lazy.
I did feel bad in a way because he'd put a lot of work in and I just turned up and hadn't done anything, but I wouldn't feel bad with him painting a government of mine because, yeah.
That'd be good. I'm looking forward to it. There's going to be at least two top level armies there. I'm not sure who else is going. I literally haven't looked at the list. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was between me and you, and we'll see where the votes go, and then one of us can be bitter and the other one can talk about it if one wins and one doesn't even feature.
I wouldn't be bitter.
I'll make good coverage.
But to be honest, as long as I don't lose out to some sort of mediocre army, I don't mind losing out to your army.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't want to lose out to some like piece of shit, fucking quirky bullshit army.
Are they learning tennis skills?
Yeah. I remember losing a painting prize to fucking early learning centre pigs with fucking mould lines on them and dry brush with horse men stuck on them. And I lost another one out where a guy had a unit of flagellants, but rather than actually have flagellants, he had like two men on bicycles, which were like 54 mil, and he had like spinny marauder flails on the corners of the unit, and
I shouldn't think that will happen. I think what happens at Aegon, I could be wrong, is that they nominate which armies are going to be displayed, and as we mentioned when Terry and I were chatting about it on the last episode, Adam's a good painter. He knows
what to
look for.
Yeah.
So the armies that are selected is always a really good selection.
Yeah, I hope so. And I will say I will take any Element Games trophy voucher thing I can get my hands on.
You better blow your wizard up first turn.
I've done it already.
Charge, double one a test.
That's fine. Really nice I'm more than happy to do that in exchange for a painting trophy.
Cool, lovely. Well, alright then, let's make a promise now. If you win a blister due to one of their spot prizes from Element Games, that has to be your next model that you do a paint along with.
No, it's going to be a shit one. Oh, hang on.
If it's awful.
There isn't one.
And if it's one you've got for any reason, then I'll choose an appropriate
one. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I want to paint something cool. No.
On the internet. They're all cool.
No. I want to... No.
All right, well, Russ is a bunder.
Yes.
So that's so,
I want to trade it in for magic cards.
Okay.
I could just lie. People won't know.
Nah.
Oh, shit. Ruin that.
Everyone's going to paint a dwarf next time.
Dwarfs.
No. That'd be good. Yeah. That'd be a good accompaniment to Skaven.
I just got rid of my dwarfs. To be fair, I do already have most of them primed, ready to be painted. So, that saved me a bit of time.
Yeah. So, that's it. Is there anything, like, because this is a bit of a random bolt on things?
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm going to have the aptitude to actually get this out as a show. So, it might just be us being weird. Yeah, I know. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Well, people have come to expect high audio quality from me, so I'm not disappointed, really.
Get a squeaky chair. You just got to grow a beard next, and you'd be...
I've got a beard. I just don't rub it on the microphone.
Well,
hang on. Should I do it? Should I see what it sounds like?
No, we don't.
I don't want to rain on Les's unique, what he brings to this podcast, which is... Beard rubbing,
an awesome accent. Is there anything else that you'd like to cover while we're recording? So you don't have to paint anything for the event. There's nothing like that. You don't have any last minute insights onto.
Oh,
hobby.
We didn't mention it on the other show. You don't have to actually submit a list. You can do it on the morning. So
entirely,
you can entirely basically essential. Go. What do you want to take? Oh, I'll take this. Oh, random.
I absolutely love that.
Yeah,
like that. I couldn't be. That's the event is run beautifully, but. The stuff that affects my opinions about an event before I've got there, that is up there with anything else I can think. Up there with a really well-updated thread. And
having to submit a Bjorn list like 6 weeks before the event is kind of a bit of a fucking downer for me.
It allows you to have... You can have a backup ready and then think, like, right, best-case scenario, I get this stuff painted if you're into your painting or whatever, or just taking a new army. And then if you don't manage it a week before the event, you just take your other one, maybe do a little change or two to it. And if you do want to do it, then you can run up until the night of the event, print out a list in the morning and just rock up with that.
Yeah, army list submission could go do one. But
what,
unless
you're
going
to
South Coast, because I've got to mark them all and there's 200, so I'm giving myself a few weeks. But yeah, I spend a weekend staring at army books and going a bit mad. So yeah, I completely hate this marking. I'd love to do it on the day, but in terms of the size and just the nature of the event, I wouldn't want to do that because it might end up with people being with an honest mistake in their list, and then they find out halfway through the event, and then you tell them, oh yeah, by the way, we have to zero all your scores, and it just ruins the weekend for someone. So you know, and I think
they've got 64 people. I think they have 3 people sat down at the table.
Yeah.
Or they check it as you. They start early, as we've mentioned. They're really organised at this event, so they start early. You form a queue. I think there's 2 people sat down in each of your lists. They're only 1,500 points. It does make a big difference.
Yeah, and there's no comp as well, which I mean, that's the problem with the South Coast one, is that I've got to consider they haven't made a mistake with the pools and the comp, and the comp's quite. It's not complicated, but it is complicated. It's the same with the Bjorn lists. You know, you've got to go through the Swedish comp system. And that's a nightmare trying to write one list, let alone mark, like, loads of lists. So I completely understand why Tom's giving himself plenty of time.
Beautiful. That's everything. Have you decided on your Bjorn list? You've got 24 hours.
I have not.
Okay.
I've got more. I've got 48.
Fantastic. Tons.
48 All right. hours to come up with a winning list.
So by the time you've heard this, our Bjorn list will all be submitted, and we'll definitely be covering them on the cast. I know what I'm taking, Toe knows what he's taking, Les and Russ know their armies, but don't have any idea yet.
I've got a rough idea.
Both of you are constrained by models a bit, but actually you've got a lot of vampires.
I'm fine with models, it's just, and also I've got plenty of time if I want to paint an odd thing or finish something, but the only thing I am constrained on is my core, because I've got a lot of ghouls and not a lot of skeletons, but it doesn't matter. I can sort of list. It's fine.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Lovely. All right. I think that's it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Suck my balls.